ain't no man can just say something and then like, okay, automatically it's reality. No, you got to have some proof. But mm-hmm. if a woman said you don't need proof, you're done. I think women has had the best PR in the world. Anyone would believe anything a woman say. Like, it don't have to be evidence. Like, long as she either cry or scream that she's a victim or something, it automatically happened. All these women that has been getting caught up lately screwing young boys in school.
Yeah, I've seen
teachers
that.
Been raping boys over and over and over again, but yet they still have this amazing PR. You know, they grooming these boys. There was one situation, I think a woman had sex with like 20 students. But, you know, imagine if there was a man. It'll be everywhere. And you'll be continuing to condemn men over and over, just saying that we're the worst people. But you keep sweeping all these freaking situations under the rug that these women doing.
If a guy said he was raped by a woman 20 years ago,
nothing
you don't think it's going to be the same result as, like, if a nigga said, oh, Oprah raped me.
Nothing going to happen.
In 2007.
Nothing going to happen. But if all these regular women have been doing this all these years, you don't mm-hmm. think it's some women in power that's been doing this to men?
Of course.
And younger boys?
Of course.
The freaking pool boy? You don't think they've been screwing these dudes this whole time? You know, I'm not trying to say that it's okay for a man to do that, but I'm just saying, like, you got...
Like, keep it even.
Right.
Keep
that same energy.
Keep it even across the board.
The Hottest Point Podcast. More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.
And then some of the other stuff with the Diddy case kind of just piqued my attention a little bit. Because I know one of the other ladies, she filed her suit right before the Adult Sexual Act, you know what I'm saying, ended. You know what I'm saying, for her.
What's that?
It's called the Adult Survivors Act. Like, she did it like within a day before that expired. So let's look at the Adult Survivors Act. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, let me know what that is, because this is my first time hearing about that.
Yeah, yeah. So it says the Adult Survivors Act is a New York state legislation enacted in May 2022, which amends state law to allow alleged victims of sexual offense for which the statute of limitations has lapsed to file civil suits for a one-year period from November 24, 2022 to November 24, 2023. She filed hers like
the 23rd, or
right? November 23rd, one day before this passed. So, you know, she got those additional, you know, that time frame to go back 20 years to try to get civil money. You know what I'm saying? Like, she saw Cassie get bread. Mm-hmm. And then she looked into it. You know, this is like speculation here, but then she looked into it like, yo, actually, I can do this. I got a day to file. And I can say whatever happened 20 years ago, I can get some money from it because it's civil. So let me go ahead and see if I can get some bread too. Cassie got this money. I'm going to try to get some money too. Hell, it's an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? People know I was around him 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then all this stuff is in that same time frame.
It could be a play.
It's an easy play.
But he opened that up on himself. Like, he opened that door himself by selling.
I mean, but still, like, wrong is wrong. Like, so, like, oh, yeah, okay, so I opened wrong. The door, so wrong I left my door wrong. Unlocked. So it's acceptable for me to get shot and robbed.
It depends.
How so?
You left the door open, mm-hmm. and you know it's criminals and stuff that run around.
Right.
So with you leaving the door open, you know what can happen.
Yeah, you know what can happen. Yeah. But it still don't say it's right.
It depends on what the
I made a mistake. I made a dumb mistake, but still it's like, it's not right for that
the
to happen.
The person might need to walk in here and rob you to eat tonight.
Nah. It don't matter what you need. Like, go out there and figure it out on your own.
You coming in here and figure it out. You left the door open.
Hell no. It's not right. I feel like it's very well. It's like, man, it's so much, man. I've seen women literally, Carly Russell, lie just for solely clout.
Who the fuck is Carly Russell?
Carly Russell, the lady that got caught up in her lie. She had to
You're
pay
talking
this
about the brick lady?
No. Well, that's another one. So this Carly Russell is the one that was said she saw some child hanging out in the street. She went out to help the child. Then she got
the interstate.
Right. She got caught and they took her away. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff. Some man that looked like a freaking clown that she described. Mm. And it was completely false.
Yeah. That happened.
So like,
but what was her motive? To get some money or to hide from her boyfriend for the weekend?
Man, it sounded like her motive was just simply sympathy and clout. It's like, that's the only motive I can get out of it. She never answered the question directly, but I'm like, what's the motive of the brick lady? She was just
scamming, right?
She got bread for it. Yeah, I mean, bread. A lot of the cases they trying to get money, because the brick lady, she got extra money. From her dad going, what's the thing it's called when people donate money to you?
GoFundMe.
The GoFundMe or all this stuff like that. And it's like these are easy plays for, you know, women that are predators. Women are predators too.
Definitely.
It's like, so how come, I mean, I think women has had the best PR in the world because they can do all
as
this.
As of recent?
No, as of period, because as a period, because anyone would believe anything a woman say. Like, it don't have to be evidence. Like, long as she either cry or scream that she's a victim or something, it automatically happened. If a man says something, it don't matter, really. You know what I'm saying?
The man screaming and crying.
It don't matter. It's worse for him if he's screaming and crying. Oh, look at this bitch ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't understand how women have created this great PR system. Like, all these women that has been getting caught up lately screwing young boys in school.
Yeah, I seen
teachers
that.
Been raping boys over and over and over again, but yet they still have this amazing PR that,
what were
that
women
makes
at?
Them victims.
What were these women at when I was in high school?
They was there. I remember some.
Man,
we got a homie that smashed a banging one.
Oh, well, we'll talk
the
after.
The young one.
We'll talk after that.
The young girl she came
I
from. And, well, she was a woman, but you know.
Was I still there?
No. Right. I think you maybe left. But, I mean, it's been happening, bro. Mm. And you think, like, okay, you see all these cases where these teachers are screwing these boys over and over again. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they're grooming these boys. There was one situation, I think a woman had sex with like 20 students.
God damn, they were in the bust on the teacher?
She was running bust on them. She was selecting these boys and screwing them. But, you know, imagine if there was a man.
Oh, yeah, jail.
You know what I'm
castration.
Saying? Castration.
Like, hang them.
No, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it'll be everywhere. And you'll be continuing to condemn men over and over, just saying that we're the worst people. But you keep sweeping all these freaking situations under the rug that these women doing. How they get such amazing PR?
Who set that up for them? Like, when, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think men set that up for them, or you think women got in positions of power and they set that up for themselves over time?
I think women has been putting themselves in position for power for a long time, and now it's just, you know, up to a point where we can do it blatantly in your face. Like, yo, we've been setting this up for years. You know what I'm saying? It's like, And people don't, you know, the power dynamics has shifted a lot.
You think so?
A lot. It's like, yo, ain't no man can just say something and then, like, okay, automatically it's reality. No, you got to have some proof. But if a woman said, you don't need proof, you're done.
Yeah. Like, I can say general it happened. To the general public, but yeah.
I can say it happened 20 years ago and you're still done. And no evidence. I know there can't be any evidence, but you're done.
So, if a guy said he was raped by a woman 20 years ago,
nothing.
You don't think it's gonna be the same result as, like, if a nigga said, "Oh, Oprah raped me."
Nothing gonna happen
in 2007.
Nothing gonna happen. But I guarantee, like, yo, it's so many. Yo, if these all these regular women have been doing this all these years, you don't think it's some women in power that's been doing this to men?
Of course.
And younger boys,
of course.
The freaking pool boy. You don't think they've been screwing these dudes this whole time?
I'm sure.
When the husband's out of town, you got this young little pool boy. He got his shirt off. And she's screwing him. But ain't nothing happening to them. You know, I'm not trying to say that it's okay for a man to do that, but I'm just saying, like, you got,
like, keep it even.
Right.
Keep even
that same energy.
Keep it even across the board.
You know what I'm saying? But somehow, with their PR that women has been having, like, in this whole media outlet, like, it's amazing.
The times have changed, man.
It's amazing. It's like they can get away with anything.
They worked it out for themselves. We just got to switch it back. You know what I'm saying? Get back to the days of, you know, like the 50s. You know what I'm saying?
No. They need to get it even.
We got
to
get back to the 50s.
Nah.
Let's make America great again.
Nah. America ain't never been great. But they just got to get it, like, even. It's like, it's crazy, bro. It's like, I don't get it. It's like, I don't know, man. And then men are so dumb to not even realize what's happening. Like, all of us are getting online,
see it, but, I mean,
laughing, picking on these situations, don't realize, okay, it's going to be your turn soon, dummy.
But this the thing, like, you got to think about how people come up, too. Like, you come up, like, do this for women. Women are delicate.
Yeah.
You know, don't do this.
Right.
Do that. You know, so it's like you grow up catering to girls, and then, you know, once you become an adult, women.
Yeah, it's conditioned all in you.
Yeah, so it's like you got sympathy for them already.
Yeah, you don't treat women like adults. No. I mean, people treat women like children. They coddle them. They look at them differently. Oh, don't do that to a woman. Oh, you know. I mean, but yo, they grown adults. They know what they're doing. They say that you coerced. How can you, like, because also this sounds like what people are doing these days. Like, yo, if I ask this girl to blow me off and she agrees to blow me off, I coerced her to blow me off because I asked her to do it.
Now, the definition of coerce is what? Like,
oh, did I pronounce it wrong?
It don't matter. Nigga, you from Bertie. You know what I
mean? Yeah, go ahead.
But that means the convince, right?
If she can go back 15 years ago and you tell her, you know, she'll look back like, oh, well, he coerced me to blow him off. Coerced, however you say it, to blow him off. Okay. And she can really convince herself that
that's wrong with that? Convincing. Let me make sure that's the definition.
it's similar.
Because it's just it sounds like a crime word. Let's see.
It is a crime word.
Oh, hell no.
Right.
This should say persuade an unwilling person to do something by using force or threats. No. Okay. We don't do that.
Okay, right. Okay, right. So it's God persuading damn. Someone.
Oh, shit.
Read it again, like, straight out.
All right.
What's the definition of coerced?
Persuade an unwilling person to do something by using force or threats.
Okay. I bet.
Now that's fucked up.
Right.
So we don't do that.
No, we don't do that, but.
But we don't coerce, we convince.
Right.
We sweet talk you into whatever.
But
we're not threatening shit.
Don't forget, old boy got, what's the other guy? The bald head guy that got, do the men talk all the time.
A bald nigga that do what?
Mixed dude, he used to kickbox. They got him under charges now too.
What you talking about, Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate, they got him under what they called the, was it
sweet sexual talking? Aggression?
But they got this called a sweet talk method or something like that. They got him booked under.
That's a charge.
Yes,
the lover boy technique is widely used by criminals to recruit victims facing economic and social hardship. The suspects prey on their victims' vulnerabilities, enticing them with expensive gifts or promises of a better life. Loverboys are human traffickers who usually operate by trying to make young girls or boys fall in love with them. Once they have victims under their influence, they exploit them. Other words, if you got game and money and you tell a girl to suck a blow and she does it, you can go to jail.
Right.
You got me rubbing my hand. Hold on.
You going down for sweet talk.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait, that's, but how are you supposed to talk to them?
Ma'am, it's because we are allowing them to set us up.
Man.
We are allowing them to set us
we
up.
We got to change some of these laws, man. Like, we got to be able to talk to them, sweet talk them, you know?
Yeah.
Right. It don't just happen. So they just want to put all men in jail. Like, they just making a bunch of rules.
Especially if you're making a lot of money. They coming after you. They don't want you to have that much power.
Well, I'm poor, so.
And also, I think it's also a gender. They want to switch the power to the women all the way. Because they know it's going to be easier to control when women are in that power. Because women going to feel like, okay, we're old, all this stuff. Because I don't think we haven't had this pendulum in our, you know, situation for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to really, you know, abuse that power in a different way. And it's going to be like just revenge. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's in a lot of cases when you put it, because like,
it sounds like abuse of power.
It's definitely abuse of power. Like, because we're giving it to them. Like, you know, you're not going to be investigated. You can make up anything. The cards are in your favor if you lie. Because we're going to, the men has been, not victimized, but they are made the villain.
villainized.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, it's kind of wild, bro, like how things are going. I think it's very, very dangerous. If people don't open their eyes, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late.
It's going to take one extreme incident to happen for it all to revert back to how things should be. It's going to be some extreme.
Or revert to how it should be. I don't know if it's been how it should be yet, because it's either one person, one way is way too much, or the other way too much. When are we going to get in
just even across the board?
Right.
Like, a crime is a crime.
Right.
If you do something wrong, it's wrong.
Right.
No matter who do it, male, female.
Right.
Tranny, whatever. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
the women should get the same punishment that a man should get. And I also didn't think they should enact whenever a person lie on someone and is caught up, they should get the same amount of time that this person would have got if they were convicted.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like if you lied and said I raped you and it comes out, you know, that later that I didn't, you deserve to get 15 years in prison because that's what I would have got if I was convicted. But I know of the situation where the dude was, he was in prison. It came out that the woman didn't get it. The woman got a $1.5 million settlement for suing the state. And it came out that the man didn't do it years later. And she didn't have to pay the money back. She didn't, nothing happened to her. But now he spent those years in prison. He just out now.
So she ain't got to repay. She ain't got to get him the 1.5 and go to jail and none of that
nothing.
Shit. Oh, man.
That's the crazy.
I mean, I would find that woman.
But this is what we doing to ourselves. This is what we allowing the judicial system to do.
Damn.
By sitting here, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, automatically, no matter if someone said it, he did it. It don't matter. We don't need proof. Put him in jail.
That's crazy, yo.
That's what we doing to ourselves, bro. We allowing this shit to happen.
Well, we got to, I don't know, we got to fix that, man. But it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
It's gonna take some time.
Yeah, unfortunately,
the women, they want equal rights, man.
It's not
equal,
but
they took advantage of us.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, just like the whole LGBT movement, they was pushing for equal rights, but all of a sudden,
fuck them
we
niggas
put
too.
So whoa, pause.
Oh, yeah. No, Diddy.
Come on, man. We supposed to. I don't agree with that. No homo. Because, you know, Diddy hasn't been convicted. I don't know if he's been suing men or not.
Yeah, we
I don't,
know nothing. It's just hilarious at the moment.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be funny if it was one of us. That's the only thing I'd be thinking about. I think it's just kind of screwed up. Like, if someone said this stuff about you, I wouldn't like, hell no. Like, you don't have no proof of it and I just supposed to believe you?
All right. We don't know this motherfucker.
It's the same.
We don't know this nigga. And that nigga stole a song for you back in the day from MySpace.
He did. Dang, that's crazy.
Fuck that nigga.
I mean, but still, like, that's why, like, but with me, bro, it's like, even, because I know Mace might have some issues with him or whatever.
Probably.
You know, within the past. So, and just like 50, I rock with 50, but he been going
been
in.
The same thing for years and years, though.
Yeah, he been going in on him. So 50 get, I don't put 50 in the same category because 50 been saying this stuff for so long, going after Diddy. So this is not just because of Powlone, because he's taught it.
He's been saying it.
But like with other people, anybody other than 50, I don't get it. Because like even with me, dude stole my song, right? But yeah, and still like the moral part of me feels like, dang, bro, I can't jump in on this until I know it's true.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. I don't think it's right if there's no evidence to say that it or you deserve to be in prison.
We got to talk about it, though. I mean.
Yeah, yeah, know, and we doing that.
We got to talk about it because you see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if he did something to the wrong person or what.
Or he's the fall man. It could be, or, you know, it might be something bigger, like someone more powerful than him. Like, nah, you got to be the fall man for this. You going to be the face of this.
Damn, you think it could be something like that?
Heck yeah, it could be.
Some diabolical shit, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. I didn't even think that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's already big, but...
It's more people, more powerful than him. People pay him.
Behind the scenes, in the shadows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, bro. It's like, it could be so much... And that's why I'm like, yo, we can't just like settle with limited information.
No, we can't settle on that. We just got to go off of what we see at the moment and then revisit it as stuff goes on. Like, say if they, you know, they raid these houses or whatever, right? And they find some evidence.
Right.
But it's not evidence on him. It's on whoever was in the shadows.
Right, right. Could be.
Then you know.
Did you see that part or you said something else? Like, they said they don't even know if he is... the attended target, and that's out there as well, but no one's talking about it.
Oh, they said that on the news?
They got it like in the article when I'm reading it.
Oh,
I read the article, and they don't even know if he's the intended Target or not. Oh. But no one's talking about that. They're just showing the images of hella. And also that like, come on there, bro. The feds, all of them, they obviously set it up to be some, this whole media frenzy. They told everyone when we're going to be at these houses. Not everyone, but just the news people. Mm-hmm. Look, we're going to be there. Bring your choppers out. Bring your cameras. Look at us. This is what we're doing.
They're trying to show off.
They set it up. Like all these other raids that happen, no one knows about it. Just see it on camera phones and stuff. But they got news. All this stuff set up. It's a set up. It's so blatant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dang. It's a freaking storyline.
So what if he's not the intended?
That's what I'm saying. Someone got this power. It's like, yo, it's so crazy, bro. Damn. It's like, we got to look at this shit in a, like, we've been fooled so much by media, man.
Yeah, a lot.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's why
much.
We got to read through the line, read between the cracks. Like you just pointed out what you pointed out. Like they say they don't even know if he's the intended target.
Right.
So... That's not something that's going to be spoke of. People just going to make the jokes.
Yep.
They're going to be like, okay, these are the helicopters. They got the aerial footage and, you know, his son and daughter is out there handcuffed. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the focus.
Yep.
And Diddy wasn't there. He was on a private plane going somewhere. But, I mean, I'm sure he does that often.
That wasn't true either.
Oh, where was he at?
He was here. He wasn't even... That's what I'm telling you. Like, this media crap is screwed up. No, like, in the U.S. So initially, they were saying, like, okay, Diddy went, I mean, Homeland Security went to his homes in Miami and California, and they were saying Diddy left his sons to be, you know, arrested in handcuffs. He done fleed the country. They saw his jet in this place and in this place.
Yeah, some island or something.
Right. But he didn't even flee the country. He was still in the country, walking around. But they just made up that story to make it look that way. He's still in the U.S. right now.
Oh,
but
man.
So many people are still going on with that story that wasn't even true.
Oh, that's interesting.
We just jump out there and the first thing we see, like, without, it's like, it's not even true. And then, like, let me read you the article, let you about that part.
Yeah, go ahead.
They talked about two properties associated with rapper Sean Diddy Combs in Los Angeles and Miami were searched Monday by federal Homeland Security investigations agents and other law enforcement officers. The searches was connected to a sex trafficking investigation by federal authorities in New York. The Associated Press reported, citing two law enforcement sources, the officials were not authorized to publicly discuss details of the investigation and spoke on a condition of anonymity. The spokesperson of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan declined to comment. It's not clear whether Combs was the target of the investigation. Messages to Combs' lawyers and other representatives seeking comments were not immediately returned. So they say it right here in the article that it's not clear whether Combs was the target of the investigation.
So if it's not him, it might not be nobody over him. It might be somebody around him that been continuously doing some creepy shit. Like somebody that's close to him that just be with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he don't know what you do on your off time. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, he with Diddy. So
yeah, I mean,
it could be. It's just all speculation, right? The second, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't know nothing.
Yeah, we don't
you
know nothing. All we know is this is what these allegations were. They got some type of sex trafficking investigation, and also we know that Diddy is denying all of it. He said he ain't done none of that.
As he should.
You know what I'm saying? So. If you got this man saying that he's innocent, and then you got this people saying that, you know, we're investigating it, but and publicly everyone is saying that he's guilty already. Like, do you realize we're setting ourselves up?
You think they saying he guilty? Like, for real? Like, guilty of, like, sex trafficking? That, like, that's what we're talking about. Like, we know he probably on some freaky shit, okay. But
a lot to be freaky, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, I don't know if I seen too much of, like, yeah, he did it type shit. Like he had to have done that.
Read the comments. Just,
I got to go through the comments.
They call him Diddy Epstein.
But is these jokes, or you think people feel like that's what it is for real?
How can you tell between a joke and what's real? Like they ain't saying LOL. I mean, they just talking pure. You know, like. I mean, I just think it's dangerous, bro. I think it's dangerous. I don't know. We gonna see though.
We gonna see.
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.